So we're up to Mishnah Tet. We talked about a box that opens from the top. Now in Mishnah Tet, Perek Yotet, Mishnah Tet, we talk about a box that opens from its side. So if it opens from its side, then it could be Tomei Midras and Tomei Mes, because if it opens from its side, then if somebody sits down on the top, nobody's going to say, get up, because we need to put something in. We put it in from the side anyway. Says Rabbi Yossi, when do we say that it's going to be Mekabel Tumas Midras? Because you could sit on the top. That's only if it's comfortable for sitting on. So if it's not 10 Tvachim high, once it's 10 Tvachim high, I mean, to get up on that thing is too much trouble. And it's talking about that it does not have a Lizbez. Lizbez, you remember, is like a rim that sticks up above the edges. To sit down on something that's got a rim sticking into your legs, into your thighs when you're sitting, it's very uncomfortable. So if it has a Lizbez on it, then nobody's going to sit on it, and because of that, it's not roi for midras, not normally, and therefore, even though you want to sit on it, it will not become tomei from midras. How about if it broke at the top? So then it's obviously you can't, nothing to sit on, because if you try sitting on it, you just fall into it. It could still be tumas meis, because it still has a base kibbutz, but it can no longer be tumas midras. If it breaks at the bottom, so Rabbi Meir still says, well, if it's still good on the top, who cares if it breaks on the bottom? Because it's still roi for tumas midras, even if it isn't roi for putting things into. Whereas the chachomim say no, because there is a klal that the chachomim hold against Rabbi Meir, which is any case where batel ha'ikar, batel ha'tefillah. If the main point of a thing, which over here is storage, is not any use, is not any more applicable, I cannot use it for storage, then the fact that incidentally I was able to use it to sit on because it also has a top is not considered to be enough to give it a din of a kli. And it's therefore broken for all intents and purposes and cannot become tomei at all, even if I do sit on it. Then there are other containers. There's a container called a mashpelet. Now, a mashpelet is a very large container which was used, even though it's open on the side, it was used for taking manure to a dumping place. It was very large, and most people don't sit on that kind of thing. And therefore, a mashpelet, if it broke to the size of not being able to hold rimonim, because remember that was the shear that is mevatel the kli, in which case it can't even become tomei betumas meis once it's that size. Rabbi Meir says, what's the problem? You could still sit on it, can't you? Whereas the chachomim again say, mipnei shebatel ha'ikar batla tefillah, even though there are people that will sit on it, they don't care about what it's used for. But over here, you can't use it for anything because its main keli aspect, which was storage, is no longer available. And once that's true, it's no longer considered to be a kli at all, according to the chachomim. This is the machlokas that we had before. Hadron alach perek amifarek.